Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show, Wednesday, September 12th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We have a little national power rankings for you, a little ACC power rankings for you, a little SEC power rankings for you. Can't wait to do that. We'll do one every single hour. Take some phone calls, text and tweets. We're looking forward to this weekend. Obviously, the hurricane having a huge impact on this part of the country. You know, we have so many listeners that are listening to us on our app. So thoughts, prayers with you. Hopefully everyone will be safe as Florence approaches the Carolinas coast coming up sometime early weekend, maybe, you know, Friday, maybe even early weekend, Saturday. Still unclear what all happens with the path and all that, obviously. From a football standpoint, seven college games have been affected so far. Saturday's game with Campbell at Coastal Carolina has not only been moved from Conway to Campbell up to Buies Creek, North Carolina. I've been there. Pretty nice little campus up there. But it's also moved to today. Now, how about that? I like this idea that, you know what? They want to play. They want to play so bad they skipped all the film stuff. And, you know, the fans aren't the biggest concern there because I'm not sure how many fans will show up anyway, but move the venue and move the day up to Wednesday. Now, that's how you do it. I like that idea. Thursday, Boston College, Wake Forest, scheduled 7:30 ESPN. They moved that up to 5:30. Trying to get everybody out of Wake Forest back to Boston. Guys, you know, with their families coming up this weekend. I like that idea. As far as Saturday is concerned, 18th ranked Central Florida, North Carolina, that game has been postponed to be determined if they can make it up. We know North Carolina will be available on December the 1st because they won't be in any ACC championship games. If you're Central Florida, you might not want to play it. It might hurt your strength of schedule even if you win. East Carolina at Virginia Tech. Now, this game was in Blacksburg. East Carolina postpones it. Virginia Tech wants to play it. Tried to do everything, move it up. East Carolina didn't want it. I understand it. I get it. I get both sides of this argument. Years ago, I'd say, no, you got to play football somehow, some way. I understand it now. But, again, I see both sides of that. Ohio and Virginia, they have moved their venue. Instead of playing in Charlottesville, Virginia, they're going to kind of meet about halfway from each other's stadiums. They're going to go to Vanderbilt Stadium and play at 4:30 Eastern time. 3:30 Central in Nashville. So they're just moving venues. West Virginia, NC State, 14th ranked West Virginia, NC State, and Raleigh postponed to be determined when they'll make that up. No word yet on, well, also one other one, Norfolk State at Liberty. They moved that game to December the 1st. No word yet on Southern Miss at App State. No word yet on Old Dominion at Charlotte. No word yet on Marshall at South Carolina. I would not be surprised, again, depending on the storm, if they move the game, the South Carolina game, up a few hours. Supposed to be a night game. Wouldn't be surprised if we moved it around noon, get everybody out of there. But we'll see. Hurricane Florence having a big effect there. Major League Baseball last night, Boston and Atlanta win. The Yankees lose. Boston clinches a playoff spot. We had the we got another hand, foot, and mouth disease in Major League Baseball. Well, this time it's Brad Peacock, Houston Astros pitcher. Georgia Tech suffers an injury. They're starting B-back. Benson out for the season, torn ACL. Hey, by the way, speaking of the hurricane stuff, maybe affecting Clemson basketball recruiting, Josiah James, 5-star point guard from down in Charleston. Obviously, he's out of school. We'll see what happens to his scheduled official visit this weekend. We get with Paul Strelo on that tomorrow. Going to talk some South Carolina football today. Going to talk some Clemson football today. Talk about the two opponents coming up today, Marshall and Georgia Southern. Also going to talk about some of the underrated players in both programs and some of the overrated players so far in both programs. We'll do that. Looking forward to it. Should be a good show. Again, those in the path, those that can be affected by it, hope you're going to be okay. The producer of this show and all the Clemson athletic events, the engineer, the oil that stirs the pot, the guy that's got his Dublin, some sort of Dublin, what's that, watering hole on over there, I guess it is. Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mickey. How are we doing?
I'm doing good. Or I should say, hey, laddie. What do you got there? Stag's Head?
Yes.
Dublin?
A watering hole, as you said, that is older than our country.
Really?
1770 was when it was opened.
How's it smelling there? Good? Good.
Yes. Cleaned? It smells fine.
Clean?
Smells just fine.
Good. How, did you get hammered in there?
No, yeah. We just made it a point to get there because we wanted to.
Did you stand up singing songs on the bar or anything?
No. Nope. Oh. And had one frosty beverage and moved on with our day.
It had to be an alcoholic beverage. No, other beverages don't have ice in it, right?
So I mean, you can frosty. Ask for them, but typically
get,
no.
And then you get looked down and spit in it.
Yeah, they spit in it. No. Yeah. It
nice place, though?
Very nice. Yeah. And then met a lady traveling from London who was traveling around Scotland and Ireland kind of like we were, but she was just doing the reverse loop. So she was starting in Dublin, whereas we were ending in Dublin. And it was cool to trade stories with her. It was nice.
Nice, man. Mm-hmm. Nice. I like it. What's going on in your world over there?
Not too much. Just stayed up last night, watched the U.S. pull out a nice little victory over Mexico.
In a friendly.
In a friendly. Wasn't so friendly, though, last night.
Do you have any boots that were high?
There was a red card.
Spikes up,
there
really?
Was a red card last night.
Against?
Mexico.
Oh.
There was some pushing and shoving. It was a heated affair in the second half. It was fun.
This is in Nashville, Tennessee.
It was in Nashville, yeah. It was a nice little crowd.
I would expect that the Mexican crowd was very well represented.
It was. Well, probably over half the stadium was rooting for El Tri. And then the other half, obviously, was the United States.
So you had a home game that wasn't a home game.
Yeah, essentially.
70K there, 50K there?
I don't know what the official attendance was, but yeah. It was good. It was a lot of fun last night.
I figured out we're we're exotic T-shirt Eskimo brothers today. How about Patagonia, when you know, the Patagonia country down in South America. You know, you got your Dublin T-shirt. All right.
Which country in South America did you get that at?
Well, it's probably made in South America.
Yeah, there it is.
what'd you do yesterday, buddy?
Well, like I said, I watched that game, and yeah. We were around the house yesterday, had to run out to Seneca for a little bit, and now we're here. That's the most important thing.
Always busy work, isn't it? Just always busy work for you out there.
Mm-hmm, it really is. Yeah. What are you up to?
Let's see here. Did some work yesterday. Watched a couple of games yesterday. Went and hit balls for a couple of hours yesterday.
How are those video lessons taking?
Man, it's not good right now.
Struggling, huh?
Yeah, struggling. But I'm getting better. It's progress. You got to tear it down to build it back up.
Every day.
So that'd be good. I watched Clemson, Texas A&M again yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
So third time you've seen it.
Yes. I'm more encouraged now after watching it the third time. There's a lot of really, really good things that happened. As Dabo, I listened to Dabo Swinney yesterday as well. Mm-hmm. As Dabo said, Clemson made a million mistakes. A&M played fantastic. And Clemson still won the game. And to me, that is, he talks about culture all the time. Talks about the will to win and the culture all the time. And that's what we're talking about here. That was a culture win and a will win as much as anything else. Boy, oh boy, every time I watch it, I just see so many opportunities to get Kellen Mond to the ground, and they don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And these desperation heaves. And these receivers making these unbelievable catches. I think it's safe to say A&M executed as well or better than Clemson. But Clemson would have won. And the other thing, and I read a couple of posts about it, was inside that stadium on TigerNet, Tiger Illustrated, talking about some posts where they say, hey, what was the crowd noise like? I thought it was as loud a road crowd as I had ever heard. Now, you know how acoustics work, you being a sound artist over there.
Yeah, sound artist.
You being
yes.
a soundsmith.
I like that.
Of the place.
Yep.
So you don't know in certain parts of the stadium, you know, certain parts, you know, not, whatever, how the bouncing off and...
Yeah, they don't have the padded walls that we have here in the studio.
No, no, they don't have that. So where I was, and I was up high, normally when you sit up high, it's not as loud. When you get down the field, very loud.
Mm-hmm.
But because this place is enclosed, I tell you, Zach, it's a unique building, man, in that everything's right there on top of you.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they got the thing enclosed now, it's loud in there. It's as loud of a road game as I've ever been to. And so I'm just more and more impressed with that win the more I watch it. Again, leaving the stadium like, we didn't play very well. They played good. And then watch it at home and go, you know what, man, we played a little better than I thought and great win. And then, you know, just putting all of it together, it was a good win. It's a really good win. Now, one thing we're going to do all day today is Win Game Wednesday. This is your official win game for the week. And after 2 weeks, there are several very, very interesting teams to talk about. Let me throw – and regionally, I mean, locally, regionally, and nationally. Let me give you some national ones first. I think Arizona State now all of a sudden is a pretty interesting win game team. Didn't we write off Herman Edwards as being an idiot? Terrible
yes.
hire?
Yes. Well, he's not recruiting, right?
Right.
So I don't think he's smart.
They're 2-0.
I mean, I get it.
They just beat Michigan State, ranked
mm-hmm.
team.
Mm-hmm.
If Martin Antonio is smart.
They beat Michigan State even though it was like 108 on the field.
That's fine.
At 7:30 at night.
Look, didn't we say Michigan State had the most returning starters anybody in college football?
Mm-hmm. They also play in East Lansing.
Right.
It's a little different in East Lansing temperature-wise.
You know, I'm with you. I understand that. I'm saying that I thought the Herm Edwards hire was disastrous. They're 2-0. And they might make a little appearance in our national power rankings coming up. But I want to talk about Arizona State and it coming up. I want
Is Hawaii in there still?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Dude, Hawaii won again.
Have some respect.
Hawaii won again.
Have some respect.
This is respect. You need to have respect for Hawaii.
I don't. I have zero respect for Hawaii.
You are so lower 48 biased.
Listen, if you're not in the mainland, I don't want to talk to you. I don't care about you.
You hate Hawaii?
Out of sight, out of mind.
You've always hated Hawaii?
Yes.
You don't like any of the Samoan cultures? If it's not white Anglo-Saxon, you don't care anything about it.
Out of sight, get off out of mind.
It's a big world out there, Zach. Don't mm-hmm. don't close off your borders and everything of this.
Listen, you travel to South Open America one time, get one T-shirt, and all of a sudden, you're Mr. Inclusive.
Look, that to me, that's a very, very interesting team.
I don't think I can see you going to South America, by the way.
I don't know, man. Colombia, Brazil. Yeah. By the way, you didn't even tell me the United States got beat by Brazil Friday night in soccer.
Yeah, they did.
Footy. You didn't tell me that.
United States lost to Brazil.
Okay.
In MetLife. Neymar scored.
1-0?
2.
2-0. You also did tell me the United States didn't have a coach.
No, they're still going with this interim hack. They just hired a GM of U.S. soccer, and he is in the process of setting up interviews. So,
be nice. Of course, we'll get plenty of time. I'm interested in your thoughts on A&M win game.
Mm.
I'm interested in your thoughts in Oklahoma post Rodney Anderson injury win game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in your Ohio State getting Urban back win game. I'm interested in, obviously, Clemson and South Carolina, especially South Carolina. I'm interested in the Southern Cal and Texas game this weekend and how that affects your win game. I'm interested in Georgia Tech win game now that Benson's out for the year.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of teams out there. I'm interested in your thoughts about Florida State now, after what you've seen from them from two games. Virginia Tech, what you've seen from two. We've got a dumb bunch of win games. And if you want to hear a team's win game, not in the next segment, segment two. What's coming up for segment two?
College football's most valuable teams. Forbes released the updated list yesterday. Very interesting read.
I saw that. And I think that's a tremendous, what I took from it was a big Dabo Swinney pat on the back. Because he's taking this small little town, smaller program and turned it into a national power.
Because they are not on the top 25.
No, but they are one of the top 25 teams, so you give him credit for turning something.
Top five teams.
Yeah, no doubt. So anyway.
Or I don't know where they're on your power rankings list. Are they even on it?
They're jumped.
They're jumped?
No, they jumped up.
They jumped up?
Yeah.
Oh, you talked yourself into it after watching it for the third time?
Well, no, just because I see that where this thing is headed, and I got a little bit of, my eyes are telling me now. My eyes are starting, I'm starting to get a little more into
your
it.
Your eyes are telling you, but your heart's steering the ship over there, is what's happening.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I don't have any heart for Arizona State or Hawaii.
You obviously love Herm, and you go by the Mele Kaliki Laka lifestyle.
Somewhere. Yes. If you have a win game, if you have a team you want to hear a win game about,
we'll do it.
I like waiting till about October 1st. I like getting me about four underneath my belt. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This year you can get five underneath your belt. I think October 1st is about the right date to really start thinking about rankings. But win game, we'll do all that. Still too small of a sample size in a lot of these.
Here for the people.
But that's what we'll do. So text us, tweet us, call us. We'll do win game all day long. We need to take our very first break of the day. I do want to tell you about our friends at Engineered Sleep. I told you this. This is crazy. And I got to get my chiropractor. I need to understand some of these things. Whenever I go on the road, chances are I wake up in the middle of the night with a headache now. It's like three of the last five trips I've taken, maybe four of the last five trips I've taken, back or neck issues and major splitting headache as a result. So, and I stand up and I'm fine. Maybe it's the drive. Maybe it's the flight combined with the bed. I don't know what this is. What I'm telling you is when I come home and I get in my engineer sleep bed, I feel great. I sleep like a baby. Get your custom-made, custom-designed bed. They won't be sitting in a warehouse. They'll make it and they'll get it to you. And you don't have to pay the full price on this thing. You'll pay the wholesale price because you knock out the middleman because they make it right there and sell out of their own warehouse. It's pretty cool stuff. So do that with our great friends over at Engineered Sleep. They're off of Congaree Road over in Greenville. The easiest thing to do, 10% off, and tell them I heard about it here, engineeredsleep.com. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Segment two with Mr. Zach Hoare right after this.
It's football season, and emotions run high and hot, and it ain't all about the love. Embrace the hate and let it fly with the Hater Hotline. The Hater Hotline is open 24/7. Call the Hater Hotline, 864-986-6049. Then listen up during Out of Bounds every Monday for the Great of the Hate. The Hater Hotline, only on 105.5 The Roar. Sponsored by Bennett Equipment. If you need to rent it from Bennett.
Hey Tiger fans, this is Cole Orham with Tiger Properties. Are you in the market for a home in the Clemson area? If so, you need to check out liveinclemson.com. Tiger Properties is a local real estate company which specializes in getting buyers into their dream homes in the Clemson area. We know about all the homes currently on the market and about homes that haven't even been listed yet. Check out our website, liveinclemson.com, to begin searching for your home today.
Dad! M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30, the finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Relax. We're all in with our Founders Federal Credit Union Clemson debit card. If you bleed orange and purple and want to show your team spirit, get your Founders Clemson debit card. Visit our Clemson office to get your debit card today or call 1-800-845-1614 to order your card and have it shipped directly to you. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders is proud to be a sponsor of Clemson University. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Tigers.
Make your next corporate party or team-building event one to remember with Local Q, featuring a wide-ranging menu of mouth-watering, in-house smoked barbecue, signature craft cocktails, 25 rotating drafts, and hundreds of classic games to play. Local Q is the place to break the ice with coworkers, friends, and family. We'll craft you the perfect menu featuring all the Local Q favorites, whether for 50 people or 250. Local Q has the room for you. Reserve your venue today by visiting localq.com.
You probably drove right by ACD Sports in Easley while traveling 123 to and from home games. The ACD Sports Clemson Fan Shop has relocated to the Hamrick Shopping Center in a larger, beautiful store dedicated to Clemson fans, parents, alumni, and local high schools. ACD Sports offers a unique variety of Clemson items with the best selection of ladies' wear in the area. New items arrive weekly, so check the store regularly. Look for the ACD Sports Clemson Fan Shop signs on 123. Y'all in? Go Tigers!
College life doesn't have to be all about books and studying. College life can be the lifestyle you've dreamed about with University Cottages. Student housing built by University Cottages offers amenities that make college life exceptional. Imagine fitness facilities, resort pools, walking trails, dog parks, clubhouses with meeting spaces, and fire pits and barbecues. Luxury student living in Calhoun Creek, Cross Creek, and our newest location, Ingalls Crossing, all close to campus. Great amenities at great rates. Discover universitycottages.com.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
The Mickey Flyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
I was really hoping to avoid you and then ignore you a bunch before you could ask me about this.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Roosters wants to cut your hair. Man, they want to take care of you. They want to give you a straight razor shave, shave the back of your neck, give you a hot towel massage, a little hot towel treatment, a little neck massage, a little head massage. I want to pamper you, man, take care of you. Look, you're out. Let's face it, guys. You're busy. You're taking care of the kids. You're going to softball games and baseball games. You're going to recitals and piano. You're going to plays, and you're going to all kinds of things out there. And you're cutting the grass and doing all the things in the garage and fixing the cars and on top of a 50-hour work week. Take care of yourself. treat yourself. Your lady will notice a difference in you. Rooster's Men's Grooming Center. Yeah, they'll do the express cut. Give yourself about 15, 20 minutes, though. Go get the whole full treatment. They're off of Pelham Road in Greenville. It's Roosters, RoostersMGC.com. 884-8920. 884-8920. Segment two with Mr. Zach Orr.
Mickey, over the break there, we talked a little bit about football games getting canceled and people maybe not wanting to play when they probably could, you know, push it in there. But my question to you is, I know you have this huge theory of move every football game to the spring, right? You avoid all this.
I mean, I'm just telling you, man. Yeah. All right, let me start on that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend, well, let me check, make sure I'm right on this. This weekend, temperatures at Texas A&M Saturday, it was stifling, but we were lucky because it was raining.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend in Clemson, last weekend in Columbia, I want a Gamecock fan to call in. How hot was it? It was in the 90s. The real field was like 99 to 100 degrees. On the field was like 110 degrees. Clemson this weekend are talking about high 80s or low 90s, 88. Real field's going to be, you know, humidity and all that's going to be up in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. So you want to go to the spring?
Well, let me. One of the things that always happens about mid-October, we'll get a cool night and I go, oh, man, it feels like football weather. Really? Because the first half of football season, it feels like I'm in a sauna.
Oh, it feels terrible down here. Terrible.
So why? To me, football weather would be if you started playing and you know, you come back to school in January, you started playing. Football season lasts, let me see, September, October, November. There's three. And then you get the playoffs and bowls in December. So why not do this? Why not say we'll come back in January, we'll start February, we'll play March and April, and then May we'll have the playoffs.
No, because that's a ridiculous move everything to the spring. You're good in the fall. You're fine.
Well, we're not fine. Well, hurricanes are everywhere. It's stifling everywhere you go.
So the hurricanes, it's been a bit of a recent issue, right?
In the last...
Bigger and badder storms to come in and people are canceling games because it's impossible to play football in those kind of conditions. What if you don't move the entire season? Instead, you build in another bye week into the schedule to give you more flexibility in rescheduling some of these games.
I like that idea. When would you do it?
December.
Oh, you mean when it's cold?
When you have that month or so between, you know, between games, essentially, right? I know it's finals, but how much do the schools really care about?
Yeah, who cares about finals?
Who really care about education anyway?
Yeah.
They don't make it a priority any other time during the fall.
So you want to play a game out of hurricane season into where hurricanes can't happen and where it's going to be a little bit cooler or colder?
I want to play it in the fall, in football season, yeah. Just add a bye week in there so it's a little bit easier to reschedule games.
Would you not agree with me, though? What is football weather to you?
Football weather?
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably a little bit different than it is for you, isn't it? Football weather for me is it's like 50, 55.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sunny day. It's nice. But there's a nice little breeze and sweater weather. It's Dabo Sweeney in that crew cut sweatshirt with Clemson across the chest. It is a jacket going to the game. You wear the sweater into the game. You're enjoying yourself and you can come back out and have yourself a nice cup of a hot cocoa if you really needed it.
You mean March?
No.
You're describing is March.
I mean late October, early November.
So 1 month you get. You get 2 months of non-football weather and 1 month of football weather.
Down here, other places, it is that temperature.
But this,
we're not going to change everything because
we're the only place to play football, though. We're the only place to play college football in the South.
Oh.
In the South, we are, man.
Oh, okay.
Look, we'll never do it.
No.
We'll never do it.
It's craziness.
But I'll tell you what we wouldn't have. You moved to spring, guess what you wouldn't have? Hurricanes.
Yeah, there's snowstorms everywhere.
And guess what you wouldn't have? And that's okay. It's fun to play football in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Football's supposed to be played in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, we'd be canceling baseball games because of snow. I'm telling you, man, if people would just open up their minds, you're an idiot. No way, man. The only problem I see with it is.
What's that?
What would you do with the first one? Like, would you.
With the first what?
When you made the switch.
Mm-hmm.
Would you play back-to-back football? Like, let's say, okay, we're going to start this. At some point in time, you're going to have to to start? Would you say, all right, next year, we're going to start it next year, so we'll miss, we'll have to go a whole year without football and then start in the spring? That's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
That is.
Couldn't do that, huh?
I'm 50 years old, man. I don't want to be wasting a whole year of my life without seeing a football game.
Sure.
But I'm into Clemson and Furman game. I see elderly people. I see these people bring these babies in there. The baby's hair's all matted up. These elderly people are having a hard time in there. It's 90 degrees.
Oh, it's miserable.
It's miserable. Yeah. This week it's going to be hot. Ask a Gamecock fan how it was in Williams-Brice on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. From the weather or the game?
The wet. Well, both. Mm-hmm. Miserable. Both. Mm-hmm. Both of them were miserable. Mm-hmm. So if you just give me 2 minutes here. We start in February, February 1st. Yeah, it's going to be cold, man. You bundle up. It would be like our November games around here. February, November. Yeah, it's kind of close. March, still going to be cool. You got some nice days in there, though. And April's going to be awesome at the end of the year. You build your way to a great weather, looking forward to the spring and looking forward to the end of the football season, looking forward to the playoffs and the Super Bowl. And I tell you what to do. Play the pro game in the fall. Play the college game in the spring. We got football all year round.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mr. Orr 24, now you're talking.
Mm.
Only problem there would be the guys that play in the spring and then have to turn around and play the fall game, the rookies. That'd be a deal for them.
Just wouldn't make sense, would it?
No, it makes so much more sense. I'll tell you what, let's don't do that then. Let's keep having hurricanes affect every single year, and let's keep having sweltering heat where people are dropping out like flies. Let's keep having heat exhaustion with high schools that can't practice because 90 degrees. Let's keep having heat-related issues, people dropping dead. Let's keep doing that.
We don't need to keep doing that. Need to build a bye week into the season, build another one in there, to have a little flexibility to move some games around if we need to do that.
You're still going to start September 1st?
Sure.
Well, guess what you're going to have? Hurricanes and hot weather.
You can still have those games moved around. You'll be fine. It's cool.
So do you move a game if it's really hot?
Do you move a game if it's really hot? Yeah. No.
Arizona State and Michigan State should have played this past weekend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
107 degrees they need to play.
And everybody was hydrated to the max over there.
Okay.
There was all kinds of water breaks.
Right. Now, you sit over here in the plush.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody can sit in the air conditioning like you, buddy. Not everybody can do that. Would you sit in 95 degrees in the second half of the South Carolina-Georgia game if you're a Gamecock fan, and the second half of the Clemson-Furman game if you're blowing them out?
No, I'm out. I'm out of the stadium. I'm gone. Hey, I'm gone.
So of your 7 home games,
mm-hmm.
would you do it this week with Georgia Southern, second half you're blowing them out and it's 90 degrees?
Absolutely not.
So 7 home games,
yeah.
You're missing two.
No,
not. You're missing 2 halves. You're missing one full game. Because you why? Because it's too stinking hot?
I'm not missing one full game.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say in November it gets really cold and Clemson's in the stands at a game and here at Death Valley, it's Clemson-South Carolina game and it gets down in the 30s. You staying? You leaving at halftime?
I'm staying. Half the stadium is leaving.
I don't know.
You guys are a little soft with the cold weather down here.
I don't know.
Little soft about that.
It's football weather.
You get a little sensitive to it down here.
You get a little sensitive to the heat down here.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the point is, you look forward to it all year long,
mm-hmm.
and then you pay your IPTA dues. You get your tailgate truck, get your tailgate tent, get everything set up, look forward to it like crazy, and then you don't even go to the second half of the first 2 games because it's so sweltering hot.
I'm there. I'm there for the kickoff. I'm there for them running down the hill. It's great. It's a good time. But, you know. If it's too hot, it's too hot.
People are closed-minded. Nope, that's the way we do it. That's the way we've always done it. We're not going to open up our minds to anything else.
And as the texter says, it's more the opponent and not the weather. If it's a close game and we're playing Auburn for the first game of the year,
yeah.
and it's 1,000 degrees, but it's close second half, I'm obviously staying.
My wife said, I can't tell you what my wife said I smelled like this past weekend.
Yikes.
It wasn't good.
Not great?
No. Because it's so stinking hot, man. But that's okay. We play it in the fall. We've always done it. My granddad did it that way. My great-granddad did it that way. So we're just going to play in the fall. I don't care if hurricanes are coming. We'll just play it in the fall. I don't care that I paid all that money. Now, if I'm NC State, we won't make the game up. Let me ask you where you are on this. East Carolina, Virginia Tech. I'll take either side of the argument because I don't really know. But should they be playing in Blacksburg, Virginia this weekend? They've canceled the game or postponed the game.
Mm-hmm.
Part of me says, you don't know what's going to happen. Well, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. If I'm a player, I want to play. You got families, you got stuff like that. I've argued both sides of this argument before, more towards play. Players want to play, coaches want to play, fans want to play. You're evacuating anyway. It's safe to get those players out of there. Remember, Miami was supposed to play at Arkansas State, 1,500 miles away or 1,200 miles away, and they canceled it because a hurricane might hit South Florida. I'm like, well, the best thing you can do is get their fans and get their families, you know what, buck up, get the families up there, let them watch the game and stay up there a day or two while the hurricane hits. And then you come back home. You know? Makes sense? Why in the world is Blacksburg, Virginia is not going to be hurt by affected by the hurricane? Now, maybe you say the players are going to be worried about it, maybe. I get some of that. But if you're a player, if it's third and three and you're an offensive guard and you get your slide protection on and you're worried about what's the A gap or what, are you worried about a hurricane at that point in time? Or?
Haven't they already had to evacuate?
Evacuate to Virginia Tech already. Go up there, get you some rooms, and let's play this thing.
That throws off everything.
Well, you right? know what, though? I gotta give Campbell and Coastal Carolina credit. They're playing today. They want to play each other. Mm-hmm. I can make the argument that if you really, truly, East Carolina truly, truly wanted to play, if North Carolina truly wanted to play Central Florida, they can do it. Hey, man, we'll go down to Orlando. Let's play. If you're scared, say you're scared. Look, I get a hurricane's coming. I don't want to be too insensitive.
I don't know if it's scared. You're just prepping for a Cat 4 hurricane about to slam your home.
It won't be as bad as you think it is. Mark my words on that.
It doesn't look like a small hurricane, if we're going to be honest.
No, it's a big hurricane.
It doesn't look tiny.
No, it's going to be a Category 2 by the time it hits, but that's fine. But we don't know that yet. I understand the uncertainty of it. I don't want to be insensitive to that. Truly,
you keep telling me that, but I keep seeing Category 4 when it makes landfall.
I'll show you during the break. Look, dude, there's one easy answer. Play the thing in the spring.
That's never going to happen.
But your granddad didn't do it, and your great-granddad didn't do it, so we're not doing it that way.
That's a ridiculous claim. It's never going to happen.
No, it's never going to happen. No. It's never going to happen.
No.
Because that's the way we've always done it.
So the whole point of this was, why not add another bye week, and you can fidget with the schedule if need be. Because there's been years we haven't had to move games because of hurricanes. No?
Not lately. Man, not in the last.
That climate change is something else, isn't it?
Stupid Republicans.
That is something
trying
else.
To kill people. They don't care about people. Trying to kill people.
Football for everything, isn't it, for these Republicans?
SUVs, man. SUVs.
Dang, I drive one of those.
I know. I know you do. It's your fault. Need to take a break? Take a short break. We'll come back. Numbers matter. University of Cottages, universitycottages.com. I told you yesterday, how about rent under $500 a month right now? You got an amazing deal. And normally if you pay that kind of rent, you're going, well, some got to be some old beat up place. No, this is a brand new cottage. It's not a condominium, not a townhome, not an apartment. This is your own individual cottage. And $500 a month or less than $500 a month. With a doggy park and with a resort-style pool, everything you know. It's our great friends over at University College. Right across from Ingles. Ingles Crossing is our newest one. You're going to love it. Safe, pet-friendly, cat bus line. Find out more about the numbers that matter over there and that great rent. 784-3400, 784-3400. It's universitycottages.com. We'll come back. Got some national power rankings right after this.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson or online at mnlsupply.com.
Do you want bigger biceps? Do you want to increase your bench by 58 pounds in 6 weeks? Protein is not enough. 75 to 90% of your protein is wasted and not used for muscle building. Optinas works genetically to redirect protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
This is Terry Wyatt with Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
At Ag South, we offer low fixed rate loans for real estate, livestock, farm improvements, or construction.
If you need to purchase a home, whether in town or in the country, or just refinance your existing mortgage, give me a call.
At Ag South, we care about our customers, and we will communicate with you every step of the way from application to closing and beyond.
So for your lending needs, no matter how big or small, call us at 864-226-8507.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 619788.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Such a face, such a marvelous voice.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break.
Welcome back, glad to have you with us. Get some national power rankings coming up here in this segment. Now, guys, you know, as you get older, you're aware of this, that any issues you're having when it comes to hair loss, skin care, you know, sexual wellness, or anything like that, the age is an issue. I have a solution for you, forhims.com. Now, forhims.com is a really cool place. You get real doctors, medical-grade solutions to treat any performance issues you might have, any hair issues you might have. And this isn't no snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. These are real doctors that are helping you. As men, you know, we don't talk about these issues, but hey, Zach, your hair looks like your hair is thinning. Really? Your skin's kind of drying up over there, Zach. We don't really talk about this. Avoid the embarrassing lines. Avoid the embarrassing doctor's office, the long lines. Get this done online right now. Try for Hims for a month today for just $5. You get started with just $5 while supplies last. See the website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to a doctor or pharmacy. They're doing it for $5 now. Go to forhims.com/Mickey5, forhims.com/MICKEY, and the number 5. forhims.com/Mickey5. Mr. Orr, 24. Let's do some national power rankings if we can.
It's time for the National Power Rankings.
I'll lead us off, Mr. Orr 24. I know you don't want to hear it, but I got a three-way tie.
God, man.
At number 12.
So it's a top 15?
I got a three-way tie at number 12.
Come on, man.
They did it again. Hawaii did it again. This time they beat Rice 43-29. They're averaging high 40s now. And they go to Army this week, and they're underdogs. I'm telling you, Hawaii beats Army. Also, Mississippi State tied for 12th. Good win for Mississippi State. Going on the road and going to Kansas State. I don't believe Kansas State's very good. Mississippi State looked physically dominant in that game that I watched. And then finally, I've got to give Herm the Worm a lot of credit. Herm Edwards has Arizona State 2-0 so far. They knock off Michigan State. We got a three-way tie at number 12.
Really going to do this? This is what it's going to be? Yeah. How many more ties do you have on the list?
That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
So it's top 15 now.
Well, I mean, in this case, it just happens to be a tie. I can't differentiate between those three power programs.
Number 12 in the country for me is Virginia Tech at the moment. I know they don't want to play this week. Actually, they do want to play this weekend. East Carolina doesn't want to play this weekend. Virginia Tech with another win last week. Of course, it was over William & Mary, but that week one win over Florida State. Well, not as impressive now after we see Florida State almost lose to Samford.
That's why I didn't put them in mine.
Virginia Tech, to me, still deserves to be in this ranking. Virginia Tech at number 12.
I have LSU at number 11.
Smart. Very smart.
You like that?
Oh,
you think I'm smart
boy.
Over here? I got a good football mind.
Oh, boy, that's a good pick.
Look, I'm going to tell you, LSU looks pretty doggone good through two games. 31-0 Southeast Louisiana. Kind of call the dogs off a little bit. But let me tell you this, Mr. Orr 24. We're going to find out an awful lot about the Bengal Tigers as they go play the Plainsmen, the War Eagles, over in Auburn Saturday at 3:30. That is if they play. Don't know if the Hurricane will be over there by this weekend or not.
Don't sleep on Eddie O. I have LSU at number 11 as well. We will learn an awful lot about them after this weekend's slate of games. But for now, LSU, number 11 in the country. Let's go.
Let's go. That's your generation.
Let's go.
I sent a guy. I told a guy yesterday I was going to send him an email about something mm-hmm. sports related. He goes, let's go.
Mm-hmm. What is your generation say?
Well, I was like, well, thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. Well, thank you, kind gentleman.
That's what you say when you're excited?
Preach. No, we say
you go,
preach.
Thank you.
No, we go preach.
Preach?
No, let's go.
I think let's go is a little better than preach.
All right. I got number 11. I mean, number 10. It's West Virginia. The Mountaineers looking pretty good so far, my friend. Look, here's the thing about West Virginia is this quarterback's a Heisman candidate now. Got a great wide receiver core. Coming off of a 52-17 win against Youngstown State. East Carolina, I mean, NC State's scared. If you're scared, say you're scared. I got the Mountaineers, number 10.
Blue Ridge Mountains. I do not have West Virginia in my top 12 at
really?
All. They're 13 for me.
Really?
Is where they would be. Stanford is number 10 for me. Stanford, of course, having the nice win over USC this past weekend. They looked better than I thought they would. Of course, I picked USC in that game, so Stanford impressed me. For now, Stanford top 10.
I put Wisconsin in here.
Scotty!
Yeah, I'm still not totally convinced on Wisconsin. I believe this is one of those that my eyes just hadn't seen it yet, but I'm putting them in there because of what I'm being told Wisconsin is.
I have them way higher.
You do?
Yeah.
I mean, against Western Kentucky and New Mexico, I hadn't seen it yet. And I really won't see it. At Iowa, I'll start believing it. Again, October 1st. Give me October 1st. But everybody else is saying it, so I kind of broke train a little bit. I got Wisconsin at 9.
I have Notre Dame at 9. Notre Dame, of course, with the win over Michigan in the opener. And then they kind of took a bit of a breather against Ball State. It was annoying to watch because it's a Notre Dame team that's obviously better than Ball State. They didn't take them seriously. They thought, Notre Dame will be here. We're bigger and better and badder. And Ball State gave them everything they could handle and went 24-16 at home against Ball State. But I still believe Notre Dame's a decent team. I still believe Notre Dame, in the right circumstances, has a shot to be in that conversation late in the season. Notre Dame number 9.
You know why? Because you're smart. See, here's the thing. You can see that coming. It's going to be an emotional letdown.
Sure.
You can see that thing coming from a million miles away.
Sure.
So I'm not judging Notre Dame on Ball State game, 24-16. I'm judging it from what my eyes told me with the Michigan game still, and it looked really, very dominant, especially in the first three quarters of that game. I've got Notre Dame number 8, as a matter of fact, as a result of that. Don't be fooled by the guys kind of taking a week off. They look good. They showed you who they were in the first week, not the second week. Notre Dame number 8.
I still have Washington in my top 12. I think the Huskies are still good. I still have Washington in there. Even though they lost the opener against Auburn. Auburn is obviously higher than them in my ranking system here. But I have Washington number 8 right now, based on the fact that I still believe that could be their only loss this season. Washington at number 8.
I put Stanford at number 7. Stanford's defense looked dominant against Southern Cal this past weekend, and almost all my teams in the top 15 have some sort of marquee win so far. Stanford's good. Not every one of them. I mean, certainly Wisconsin didn't have one so far, and Ohio State didn't have one so far. But for the most part, everybody's kind of got them a nice win in here, and I'm going to give Stanford a lot of credit for holding Southern Cal to 3 points. I got Stanford number 7.
Auburn number 7 for me. Auburn, as we just mentioned, the win over Washington in week 1. And then last week against Alabama State, 63-9. Anytime you put up 63 points, you get a little love, even if it's against an inferior opponent. 63 is a hard number to put up. Auburn, number 7.
I put Auburn at number 6. Again, Auburn has done a great job of that Washington win. Really, Auburn probably has the best win of the year. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. So, I've got Auburn number 6.
My number 6 team is those Wisconsin Badgers that you're so down on. Obviously, they've opened up with Western Kentucky and New Mexico. BYU this week at Iowa will probably be their first real road test. The schedule gets a little bit tougher from there on out. But Wisconsin and Jonathan Taylor, very high on them. Very excited about seeing what they can do. They got the lefty quarterback up there. It's fun to watch if you like, you know, old-fashioned smack-in-the-mouth football. Wisconsin, number 6.
I put Ohio State at number 5. You know, Rutgers isn't very good, but that was an impressive win, and they've got a couple of really good quarterbacks there. They're talented, man. You could tell Ohio State has recruited really, really, really well. Ohio State's a lot like Alabama, a lot like Clemson, a lot like Georgia, some of these teams. It's not about who you lost because they've recruited so well. All this turnover in college football, if you recruit well every single season, you put a team like Ohio State. They're athletic, man. And I tell you what, they got their hands full this week. TCU does not have the offense to beat Ohio State. If you're gonna have to outscore Ohio State in a track meet this year, and I'm not sure anybody on the regular season schedule does it. I've got the Buckeyes number 5.
I had the Clemson Tigers number 5. Clemson coming off of the A&M game this weekend. There were questions all over the place about that defense. There was questions about the offense, questions about the secondary in particular. There's things that need to be cleaned up going forward. And from what my eyes saw me from watching that game live, I don't believe they're a top 4 team in the country at this very moment. They don't have to be at this very moment. That's why I had them at number 5.
Put Oklahoma at 4. The UCLA against Chip Kelly jumping out the way they did. You know, Murray's looked a lot better than I thought he was going to look. I really love Lincoln Riley. They won't be tested until, I don't know. I mean, Iowa State, no. Army, no. Baylor, no. Texas, probably not. TCU on the road, maybe. But this Oklahoma team is going to be in the conversation for a long, long time. Murray's much better than I thought he was going to be, and I've got them at number 5.
Quickly here, because we're getting close to it here, I have Oklahoma at number 4 as well. Kyler Murray's impressed me so far early in the season, and they continue to roll along and probably will continue to do so for much of the regular season.
I put Clemson at 3. Name a team that has a better road win this year. A&M played great, 104,000. Bad weather, went down there and didn't execute. But came away with a will to win and came away with a great win. Best road win of the year, maybe, so far.
I have Ohio State at 3. Ohio State, the talent and the the ability to put everything off the field and not let it affect anything on the field has been admirable so far. They've hammered their first two opponents. While they've been weak opponents, they've hammered them. Taking care of business, Ohio State, number 3.
I put Little Alabama, number 2.
Whoa!
That's Georgia. Georgia's Little Alabama right now. Because their offensive line lines up, and they smash you, and they impose their will upon you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Georgia, number 2.
I have the Gamecock Beaters in number 2 as well. Georgia with the impressive win in Columbia, South Carolina this past weekend, putting all of that talk to bed. They went down there, took care of business, and went on home. The SEC East is completely theirs.
And I've got Georgia Senior at number one, Alabama.
Yes.
They're Georgia. They just line up smash.
Roll Tide.
Good stuff, man. National Power Rankings. Hey, my friends over at Tiger Sports Shop, I went by yesterday, saw my friend Sean, saw all the great folks over there, looked at all the stuff for this weekend, and, you know, got some friends coming to town. I'm sure we'll go by the Tiger Sports Shop. I went by the Tiger Boulevard location. Not the College Avenue location yesterday. And I'll probably go get lunch downtown somewhere today. I'll probably go by the downtown location next time I'm down there. Go by and see my great friends over at Tiger Sports Shop. If you're listening to us elsewhere, they do a great job getting these things out. You order it, they get it out to you very soon and get that thing shipped to you. It's tigersports.com. If you're coming to town this weekend and you're not having to go back to the coast yet, want to avoid all that stuff, they're going to be open on Sunday. It's our great friends at Tiger Sports Shop. It's tigersports.com. Family-owned, operated, locally owned and operated, family-owned business. Is here. It's tigersports.com. Go by and see our friends at Tiger Sports Shop. Get you ready for this weekend. When we come back in our second hour, we'll have our SEC Power Rankings in the middle segment. Take your phone calls, take your texts, take your tweets. I want to get into some win game. You know, through 2 weeks, we're learning about some teams right now. There's been some injuries out there, and we're kind of changing our perceptions of teams. So if you want a win game for your team, let us know. 654-ROAR or Northern Communication phone line.